to Pakistan now. Islamist militants are believed to be behind an attack this morning on a major Pakistani Air Force base where some of the country's nuclear weapons are believed to be stored. A gun battle lasting several hours killed 8 attackers and 1 Pakistan security official. Joining us now from Islamabad is Ilyas Khan, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. First of all, how brazen was this attack?
Actually, judging by the past standards, brazen enough, daring enough, you know, around 9 or 10 people or even more than them scaled the walls of a major airbase. And, you know, they fired rocket propelled grenades, damaging an aircraft inside. Judging from the some of the past attacks, for example, the attack on the Pakistani military headquarters in Rawalpindi a couple of years ago was much more brazen. It did a lot of damage. It went on for longer hours. So in a way, you know, the Pakistanis were able to kind of stand up to the challenge.
And let's talk for a moment about the press coverage of this. I mean, are the Pakistani people being told that this attack was successfully repulsed? And are they also being told, or do they have any suspicion that indeed on this Minhas Air Force Base there are nuclear weapons?
Actually, the military has been denying this. There have been suggestions about the nuclear weapons in the past. The military basically says that it has nothing to do with the nuclear arms and that there is a separate command and control authority which controls the nuclear weapons. And since this base is basically run by the Pakistan Air Force, so therefore the suggestion from the military has always been that there are no nuclear weapons. And that is not the kind of the kind of information which is being, you know, conveyed to the people, or a perception. You know, it's not a very common perception out here at the moment as far as the nuclear weapons are concerned.
What about the timing, Ilyas Khan, of this attack coming as we are expecting attacks to begin against the Taliban strongholds on the Afghan border, an initiative that comes at the request, strong request of the United States?
You're right. Basically, this particular attack has come, you know, after a long time. The last attack that we had was, you know, quite, it was, in fact, last year, such a spectacular attack. This has come immediately after, you know, Pentagon Chief Leon Panetta's statement that Pakistan were readying to go into North Waziristan for an operation against, you know, the militants based over there. Equally significant, I think, is the statement of the Pakistani Army Chief on the 14th of August, on the Independence Day, saying probably this is the first time it is coming from the army to say that this, the war against the militants, is basically Pakistan's own war, and it is not actually being imposed on Pakistan by the Western powers, which is some of the religious groups, for example, in Pakistan have been telling the people.
Ilyas Khan, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, in Islamabad on a gun battle which took place for several hours at the Minhas Air Force Base in Pakistan.